Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Good morning. Football's governing body, FIFA, opened a disciplinary case yesterday against the soccer official who kissed a player on the lips while celebrating the team's victory in the Women's World Cup final. The disciplinary committee will weigh if Spanish Soccer Federation President Luis Rubiales violated its code relating to the basic rules of decent conduct and behaving in a way that brings the sport of football and or FIFA into disrepute. Rubiales kissed player Jenny Hermoso on the lips during the trophy and medal ceremony on Sunday after the 1-0 victory over England in Sydney, Australia. FIFA gave no timetable for a ruling. The body's disciplinary judges can impose sanctions on individuals ranging from warnings and fines to suspensions from the sport. The Spanish Soccer Federation, which Rubiales has led for 5 years, has an emergency meeting today in Madrid, where the agenda allows for questions on the controversy. Meanwhile, Luis Rubiales himself told his staff yesterday that he plans to resign today, so local media reported. A case of West Nile fever has been confirmed in a 72-year-old resident of the Valencian community of Puchol yesterday. Also known as West Nile virus, the regional health ministry received official notification from Madrid's National Center for Microbiology confirming the case. Following the detection of the virus in a horse in Valencia, surveillance and control actions on mosquitoes were initiated on July 24th. West Nile virus is an infectious disease transmitted by mosquito bites that is not normally transmitted between humans. In 80% of cases, it's asymptomatic or only mild, and only 1% of cases present serious symptoms. In the latest update from the European Centre for Disease Prevention and Control, it was revealed that 36 cases of West Nile virus and 3 deaths have been reported in the European Union. And Spain's most anticipated cycling event kicks off in Barcelona tomorrow and will finish in Madrid on Sunday the 17th of September. La Vuelta 2023 will feature 22 teams and 176 riders from all over the world. For Spanish fans, two names are worth following. Enric Mas, representing the Movistar team, is looking to bounce back after a crash in the Tour de France's first stage forced him to withdraw. Meanwhile, the UAE Emirates team is placing their bets on young talent Juan Ayuso, who secured third place in La Vuelta last year. And leading the charge for Britain is Welshman Geraint Thomas, and this will be the 19th Grand Tour of his career. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago, yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.